It's always very nice to see what you have been working on, and this year it's Pyrolism, which I understand is very difficult in the microcontroller space. Do your earrings also run TinyGo?
Yes,
And you can turn the microphone away.
they do.
The microphone is still unmuted. Let me. It was a hardware issue.
That's
so
true.
I want to give you a round of applause for the person with the TinyGo earrings.
Well, hello everyone. So today I'm going to talk about the implementing parallelism. As you all know, concurrency is not the same as parallelism. Concurrency is like running multiple coroutines and having them run independently of each other and communicating and such. And this is all built into the Go language itself, unlike most other languages. Parallelism is actually something different. That's actually running multiple things at the same time, like on different CPU cores. And while Go is well known for doing parallelism very well, in the beginning, it was only a single-threaded system, like only starting with Go 1.5, parallelism was enabled by default. In TinyGo, so far, we haven't had any parallelism because basically most microcontrollers are single-core, like almost all of them. This is slowly changing. So why are we adding parallelism now? First of all, because TinyGo is not only used for microcontrollers, but also for Linux. For example, the Euro project, which is something like BusyBox, but written in Go. Well, they would like to shrink their binaries, and so they try to use TinyGo. I'm sure there are many other projects who use TinyGo for a similar purpose on Linux. For WebAssembly, so basically we do have concurrency on WebAssembly, but the way it works is it unwinds the stack and rewinds the stack on every coroutine switch, which is it's not efficient at all. It's like really slow and causes some issues, and like I would like to try whether using WebWorkers instead works better. Also, it's probably going to improve performance, but that's another side benefit. And of course, for bare metal support. So there are very few microcontrollers that have more than one core. Basically, all of them are single core. But there are a few exceptions. One is the RP2040 that's actually running on this gopher batch. But this chip didn't exist back when I started TinyGo. But that's why we are adding threading multi-core support right now, because it's starting to get useful. The rest of the talk will focus on Linux mostly.